Well, hey there. Welcome back. Truth and justice, two concepts that can be difficult to wrap your head around. And just when you think you have them nailed down, something comes along to make it slip away. You'll see. Let's get started. Justice comes in many forms, from many places, sometimes where you least expect it. This week's episode, Justice. Evil incarnate, that's how the newspapers labeled the serial killer. His senseless killings, random victims. But what puzzled them most was his motive. It was far from apparent. He was evil incarnate. White male, 5'10", 160 pounds, 35, 40 years old. That was about all the cops knew about him. But what they didn't know was that he grew up in a war zone neighborhood. Graffiti sprayed rows of rat-infested tenements with front door peepholes just big enough to push $100 bills one way and plastic bags the other. They didn't know what the 14-year-old saw that night when his old man, all jacked up again, kicked in the front door of their apartment. Oh, his mom fought hard. But he easily overpowered her and crawled on top. Her body went limp when he grabbed the butcher knife from her hand and shoved it in her chest. Her son screamed as he ran at them, swinging his baseball bat. After he heard his old man's neck snap, he pulled a knife out of his lifeless mother, like a raging beast, hacked away until his dad's head rolled on the floor. He didn't look away. He didn't cringe. He smiled. That night, an evil seed was planted. 10 years later, he was still living in that rat-infested tenement. The horror of that night played out over and over in his head. Oh, how he savored his vengeance. It was the lead story on every channel, every time the serial killer struck. Even the money-grubbing tabloids smeared the graphic photos of his calling card on their front covers. Brutally decapitated bodies lying in pools of blood. The city quaked with fear. Then he made his first mistake. That night in the alley behind a popular restaurant, he didn't see the security camera. The next morning, the police finally had a face. But when no one came forward to identify him, that's all they had, a face. He smiled when he saw himself on the 6 o'clock news. Authorities are still unable to identify the man you see pictured here. The serial killer comes to terrify the city every night. If you have seen this man or know his whereabouts, please call the number on the bottom of your screen. His grainy photo would be on the front page of all the newspapers and television news every time he killed. For the next 2 years, he remained at large. Then, just like a true crime novel, the cops got a break. 911, what's your emergency?
I think it's him.
Sir, take a deep breath. You think it's who?
That serial killer guy on TV, I saw him. He just grabbed a woman and drug her into an alley.
What's your location, sir?
12th in Main, and tell the cops to hurry. You hear that? He's got her back there right now.
Two uniforms were only a block away and raced to the scene. When he heard their siren, he shoved his victim aside and ran out of the dead-end alley, his gun drawn. Stop! Put your gun down! Now! The EMTs arrived 4 minutes later. They loaded up their victim and sped away.
Hey! Hey, Danny! It's him!
Mike, a 12-year veteran, shouted from the back of the ambulance where he was starting an IV. Danny glanced back.
Damn, Frank, it sure the hell is. Bastard shot my sister 2 years ago.
Mike struggled with his words. Danny looked straight ahead, not sure what to say.
Turn off the siren, Danny,
Mike finally shouted.
Pull into that quickie mart up ahead.
When they stopped, Danny unbuckled his seatbelt and turned around. He heard the victim struggling to breathe.
Mike, he's not going to make it if we don't hurry.
Mike looked up and smiled at the rookie.
Come on, Danny. Coffee's on me.